Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you back. So let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Kate, and I like to read fantasy, historical fiction, sci-fi, classics, and some nonfiction.
Love it. You have really diverse number of genres to read over, so I'm excited to hear your book recommendation. So I'm Laura, and I am planning to read all things psychological thrillers this month. So now, Kate, let's talk about YA books. That's what we're going to be talking about this month. I'll be honest, when I started reading in 2016, I discovered YA books, YA fantasy, and contemporary books through BookTube, and I binge on them. I read pretty much, I was in about 100 books of those, and I spent just reading all things YA. And then somehow I stopped reading it because it just didn't feel it didn't connect anymore. Like, I felt like crappy childish, and I was just like, there's a disconnect with it. So I stopped reading them. But I know you have more experience with YA too. So I'm curious to hear what's your experience with YA has been like.
I definitely feel like I read more of it a long time ago. They didn't really write as much for it as much when I feel like when we were of that age.
Yeah.
And I think now I just am so much older than the characters that they write about that I can't associate with it. And I can't, like, it's like when you have a lot more life experience, sometimes I feel like you're just like looking at the characters going, calm down, like everything's okay. It's not as bad as it feels in this moment. Like, you'll be fine. And it's really a weird disconnect from what the characters are going through.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a disconnect. I think for me, it's been like, there's a certain level of maturity that I'm expecting from a character. And like, when Twinkle with Love, actually, that was the last book that I did not finish. That is YA. And the reason why I didn't finish was because the character was just like complaining all the time. She's whining. Like, why my best friend's not talking to me? Why this is happening? Why my parents are telling me not to do? And I was like, I can't stand it. I was like, I don't want
to. Maybe it's because you're being so whiny all the time.
Yeah. I was like, why are you complaining? You know? Yeah. And it was like, everything was like falling into place. And I'm like, why are you complaining about everything? Like, there's just no.
Yeah, it's not fun to read.
I was like, I don't want to read about that. Like, I want to read a story. Like, I'm a plot driven, so I need to read a story that there's a plot happening. There's multiple things, your twists and turns are going on. And so for me, characters who are just kind of like immature, or they'll have complaining about their parents, or the parents are telling them not to do something, it just, I don't connect with them anymore.
I think that there's also like a big difference between like the contemporary YA and then the fantasy YA. Because sometimes the fantasy YA is just more like a PG or PG-13 version of some more adult stuff. So it's like a faster read. It's simpler. It's, you know, there's less adult content, we'll say. And it's, so that can still be a lot of fun. Like, I just read Six of Crows and that was really enjoyable. I mean, I wanted it to go way farther than it did, but it was still a lot of fun. And it's definitely something a younger audience can enjoy. It's like, because they're going on some journey, I think that there's usually a little bit more plot. Yeah. And it's not as like whiny, bratty characters. Like, and I think that that's more what the contemporary YA can end up feeling like.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. With fantasy, I like diving into the story and just that it's a lot of times plot driven, which is my take on, like, that's what I'd like to have. And love, there's a lot of times there's strong female characters, and there's a bit more representation, there's a bit more diversity within the country. Mm-hmm. the fantasy world. Like, there's LGBT characters, there's characters with disabilities, and the different things that are happening. So it seems like there's a wider range, and there's a more in depth with it. So I see fantasy seems to be, you know, kind of like I can pick it up more often than a contemporary.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. With contemporary, I'm just like, I am just too far past this, I think, and I just don't find it. It's not really entertaining. It either gets kind of preachy, or is just like the characters aren't really developed, or they're just very one-dimensional.
Yeah. So how Six of Crows? I actually own it. I've been meaning to read it, but somehow it gets a lot of hype. So I'm hoping to hear, is it worth the hype or is it not?
I think it really is. I flew through it. I read it in like 1 or 2 days. I read it really, really fast. And okay. It was like really fun. And I'm looking forward to reading the Crooked Kingdom, the second book in the series. And I definitely recommend it to people because it's not like, I think it's, the characters, I think, are aged incorrectly. They're aged really, really young in the book, but they don't ever act like it. So, and everyone that I've talked to has all had the exact same opinion. So I was like, am I crazy? Like, what is going on? They do not act like they're teenagers. They act like they're in their like late 20s. Mm-hmm. So I think that actually makes it more accessible to adults and to kids. I think that they ended up working it out pretty good that, you know, it's a lot of fun. The characters are really entertaining. And you know, there's some moments in there that I was like, oh, I didn't think that was going to happen. You know, they're like kind of like the lovable losers, a bunch of misfits types of characters that are all thrown together by circumstance. Like, so it's a lot of like that kind of stuff. And like, you know, you love the main characters are like, they're criminals, but you still love them. And it's, they're really entertaining and a lot of fun to read about. And I actually think it lives up to the hype, you know. Not some of these books just don't end up doing that, but this one I feel it really did.
Okay. I'm definitely looking to pick it up soon. So I'm currently reading a YA fantasy. Three Dark Crowns. Have you heard about series?
That's I have
series?
Heard of that one, yeah.
It's a really good series. It's about three triplets who are fighting for the crown. They were raised to be queens, and then they were told you have to kill each other. The last one standing will be in the crown. And so I'm reading book three of it. There's a new book comes out every year. So there's four books in the series, but book three just released. And it's been great. It's kind of like fun. It's just kind of like there's strong female characters. There's just a lot of like tension. There's a lot of mystery and twist, so who's going to kill who, and just politics. So the one gripe for me is that I read the last book a year ago, so there were a lot of bits and pieces that I don't remember what happened. So I'm like, I wish it was one of those series that was completed, that I can just bench through it. It's one of those things. I'm like, I wish it was like the full series, and then I can just bench through it. And yeah. I know what's going to happen. You know, it's supposed to be like, I need to reread the past few books before I can just start reading this book.
Yeah. I know. That's always the bummer of not a finished series.
Yeah.
So. Is then you have to wait.
That is true. So, any other thoughts about the YA genre?
Well, besides the fact that I do think that it is great that there is more of it, because I think that it serves all of the audiences now that like it, versus like, I want to say like 20 years ago, there was not nearly the amount of books available to that age group. It was either like, I remember going to the bookstore and it was either you're reading like kids chapter books or you're trying to find some adult books that are interesting to a young person. And it's like, you know, that I think like, you know, things like the Hunger Games, like really just, and Twilight, those two probably really just like cracked the door wide open. And they were like, oh my God, young teenagers read too.
I know.
It's like, yes, they do. And they buy a lot of stuff. So it's a lot more popular, you know, and I think that I mean, there were obviously other books then, but I think that there's just the volume of it now and the content of it is now so wide and varied. And that's, I think it's great. It must be a great time to be a teenager.
Yeah. Or a young adult.
Yes. Or an adult who happens to like reading that, which is great. Yep. You got so much more.
There is a lot more. There's a lot of diversity. I know for October, there's like, I kind of now was looking for books I was looking forward to reading, and there's quite a few that are young adult from my book to pick up, and there's quite a few are fantasy, which I'm actually excited to dive into. So there's a diversity within the genre, and there's a diversity of books that are coming out. They're really good books, and so it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's get into the book recommendation portion of the show. So first things first, I mean, you mentioned you're into quite a few genres, but what would be your go-to genre? Like the one genre that you're like, you know, definitely have to go pick it up.
I love fantasy. I finally found it when I was in college, when I started reading Lord of the Rings, and it just was like, yeah, these are my people. Like, I love reading about it. I like that there's like the fantastical element to it. But all the people are still real. Like if the characters are still like act like normal people, like that is the best. And I found several series that I just really adore. And like the Stormlight Archer of books and Mistborn, both by Brandon Sanderson, and they're just so detailed and so great and so specific. And he's like really figured out his whole world system. Like he's got it. He knows what he's doing. And I mean, the first time I got the first Stormlight book, The Way of Kings, I was like, oh my God, this thing is giant. You could use it as a weapon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, okay. But in all of the books are that big. And you're like, all right, it's cool. It's because it takes his time, like, so you really understand everything, you know, and you get really immersed in the characters and you get to know them well. And even though it's really long and there are parts where there's not a lot of action, I never really got bored, you know, and each book is like 1,000 pages. Like, I was like, what am I getting myself into? But they're so great and they're so detailed and so unique. Like, I've never read anything else like it. And then the other series I love is The Kingkiller Chronicles by Patrick Rothfuss. And about waiting for the rest of the books to come out. It has been like, I want to say, I am probably completely wrong on this, but it's been like 10 years since the last book came out. Yeah. Maybe not quite that long.
Oh my God.
But it's been years. I'm going to look it up right now because I'm not saying the wrong thing. but I accidentally found out about those books because one of my customers at my job that I used to work at, I used to work at Starbucks, and he brought it in one day, and I was like, what is that book? Cause it, looked like a fantasy book. And yeah. I was like, I like that stuff. Please give it to me. You know? Okay. So the second book was published in March of 2011. So it was still 7 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So there's two books out. But they're so good. And I've probably reread them like several times now. And I'm just but you're just waiting. And it's really sad. So I feel for people that like to binge, just don't pick these up.
Okay.
Cause then you'll just be one of the throng. It's like, he's like turning into George R. R. Martin.
Oh, gosh.
But those are probably my favorites, and of course Harry Potter.
Yes, of course. So here's my Harry Potter question: which one out of the 7 or 8 books do you find is your favorite one?
I'm going to pretend that Cursed Child didn't happen, so we're going to go with 7. I love Half-Blood Prince, and I love Prisoner of Azkaban. Up until fairly recently, Order of the Phoenix was my favorite. And then on my most recent reread, I was like, man, I feel like I've just passed this now. And it was, I think it was one of those, like, I used to associate with the very angsty feelings he had. And now I'm like, no, I feel like I'm not that person anymore. And it was, and I think he really becomes an adult in book 6. Mm. And I love that growth that you see. And almost all of the characters, like, you know, they learn, they're making their own decisions and facing the consequences of those decisions and realizing it at that point. You know, it's not just, you know, they start it with making the DA in book five, but by six, they're like really, like they're figuring out that like everything they do has a reaction to it.
Yeah.
You know, and like learning how to navigate relationships and interpersonal relationships and what does that mean? And, but what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Like, you know, there's more to life than just your 7 years theoretically at Hogwarts. And like, I really love that they're really seeing that there's more happening than just what's there in front of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I really loved about that one.
Yeah, I agree. So speaking of Cursed Child, I did see it on Broadway, and the play is much better than reading the play. So
I am not surprised by that.
Yeah, the live play is actually a completely different immersive experience. I would say, like, I really didn't like reading the play. I was like, this is kind of like a fan fiction. But watching the story, I was like, okay, it makes sense. They brought in all these different things, all these different tidbits from the past 7 books, and it just kind of like, you get this whole story with it. So
that makes a lot of sense. And I had a feeling that was the case, but I remember reading it and just being like, what a bummer.
I know. Well, she just mentioned the story. I guess she told the story, but it wasn't written by her. It was written by the director, Jack Thorne, I think. He's the one who wrote the story. So,
but she could have been like, no, I veto all of this. And they would have been like, okay, and like redone it. And that just never happened.
Yeah, there were parts of the play, and I was like, yeah.
I feel like they just like undid so much of the other stuff. I was like, what are you doing?
The one character that stole the show, and he stole the show in the play too, and the reading in the play is Scorpius, is Draco's son. He's the one who steals the show. He's amazing. Yeah. The actor who played was amazing, and it was like, it definitely was, it made the show like happen. It was like, oh, that's an interesting thing of the show.
Yeah. I love that they chose to make that character the one that would do that, because it's not who you would ever expect, you know. And I think that's a really, that was a fun choice that I liked.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't care less about Albus Severus. I was like,
everything else can go away. How about we just watch them be friends? Because that's fun.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the highlight of the play. I think if you have a chance to watch the play, go see the play. Just it's a better experience than actually reading the play. That's the one thing. There's magic. There's polyjuice. They do. There's the mentors. There's whole set of different things that happen in the play that I wouldn't think of it happening in Broadway. I was like, oh, this is really sounds like magic. Like, there's a fine. There's like, they're changing the character in a polyjuice right in my front of my eyes. So it was pretty cool, neat special effects to happen.
Yeah. I definitely would rather see it than read it. That's for sure. So if people now, whenever they ask, they're like, should I read it? I'm like, no. But if you can watch it, yes.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched it yet, but I just know that that's probably a way cooler experience.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. It's like 2 days. It's a 2 day investment, or 1 day, like 4 hours investment. But it's like it's an investment, but it's a pretty worthwhile experience. So awesome. So let's talk about what books have you read this month? What did you enjoy about each book that you read?
This month I'm on my fifth book. I'm currently reading Outlander, which
I really
like. I think it's just too long, but other than that, it's really great. Like, she obviously did so much research for it and, you know, she was prepared. She knew what she was doing. She knew where she wanted to go. I just think it's a little too long. And then I read Six of Crows. I read the second book in the series of like the Air Affair, with
oh my God, sorry. And it's called Lost in a Good Book. They're by, I'm not sure how you say this, but I think it's Jasper Ford, but you had, there's the two F's and I'm always like, but they're about this character Thursday Next, and it's like kind of set in an alternative universe to this. And there's like tons of literary references, and she can literally travel into books, and they are so much fun, and they're such fast reads. And I'm just all about it. I'm currently like trying to get the third book in the series so that I can keep going. But they're a lot of fun. You know, the characters that are the characters in the story, is they're kind of one-dimensional. She's kind of a Mary Sue, but at the same time, it just allows all of the other stuff to be that much more entertaining. And so I actually think it works, because otherwise the books would be like way longer, and you wouldn't be allowed to put yourself into the situations as much. And I think that it's actually, it works in this case, and they are a lot of fun. And then I read The Best Awful by Carrie Fisher, and it was pretty awful. I actually didn't finish it. I just couldn't bring it to myself. And I've loved her other books. I loved like Postcards from the Edge and The Princess Diarists, and they are so much fun. And I don't know what happened on this one, but it was just excruciating to read. And I was like, oh my God, I felt so bad because I love her. And I was like, I don't want this to be so bad. I think that she was just on too many drugs still.
Gotcha.
When she was writing it, like it just like was kind of all over the place, and like it was really weird. It was like not like it kind of almost jumped between like perspectives of like first person and third person.
Oh wow!
That's so like it was like very disorienting. Like it was supposed to be in third person, but like since it's so autobiographical, like halfway through you're like, wait. What's happening? It was just really weird. It wasn't, I would just stick with Postcards from the Edge, but don't read the second follow-up. Don't read it.
Okay.
And then I read Cleopatra Life, which was a biography about Cleopatra, which, while a little boring, still had, like, it was really interesting because so much of what we know about her, like, there isn't a lot of real information out there, and the author really tried to like prize away the like the mythos surrounding her and like the misinformation that basically all these like really biased male historians that came after her like made up about her to try to make everybody else seem like better people. So it was really, that was a really interesting read. And, so I was like, man, I just didn't know so much about it. And it's like weird to think about like the pyramids were already like long, long, but like that was already ancient history at her time. But when like, we don't think about it from that perspective.
Yeah. She was literally born.
She died like just as like Jesus was being born.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah. So like that was happening at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy to think about.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just assumed that she was like from another time. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Hundreds of years between.
Yes.
Jesus was born.
Yeah. And it was kind of crazy to be like, oh, wait, that's just so interesting to think about like history from that perspective. So I enjoyed reading that because I like learning about stuff like that. If it's an interesting character, you're like, hey, lay it on me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's everything I read this month. Hopefully I can fit in another book before the end of the month. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So what books should our listeners pick up next month that you think Nina's a must pick?
Besides Six of Crows, which a lot of people have probably already read, I would definitely look at the Thursday Next books because they are so much fun. They're really easy. They're super PG, so it's not like you can read them like at pretty much any age. You might not be interested in them if you're younger because you probably haven't read as much of the literature that they reference in it, but they're a lot of fun. I am really enjoying reading that series, and I hope to read more soon.
Yeah. How many books are in that series?
I think there's like 7 or 8.
Oh, wow. So it's a long series. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and hopefully more to come eventually.
There you go. That's awesome. I love when there's long series so you can just bench on them. You're like,
yeah.
Book, and there's like another book. There's another book. There's another book. So it's perfect.
Yeah, just keep reading more.
Yeah. So, well, that's it for the show. So now we want to hear from you. What are you currently reading? So come on over to the blog of whattorednextblog.com and share what you're currently reading. We actually have a new Facebook group where you can connect with fellow readers and get book recommendations. So you can join us at whattorednextblog.com/Facebook.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back in a month with a brand new episode. In the meantime, if you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. It will help us just get discovered by a new audience.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Bye.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattorednextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.